and Tommy are about to pick your mood up with a bunch of fun in this podcast. Pick up a fragrance for Dad this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
I think we're good. How are you?
How's the pimple?
Have you put makeup on it?
No.
Well, then it's definitely stopped being as red.
Oh.
That's good.
Is it here?
Yeah, you're looking at it.
Oh, yep. I can see it today.
Could you not see it yesterday?
Oh, no.
It was like a blinding light yesterday.
I think that's why. It was casting a shadow.
It's really gone down today. I thought you were wearing makeup.
What would you compare it to? So yesterday was maybe a gobstopper or something?
Very Rudolphy yesterday.
Yes. What would you compare it to today?
Now it's a if I was a girl.
Yes.
Is that a pimple?
What do you mean? You
that?
Are a girl.
Sorry.
And that's how we got her.
I mean, if I was a girl on a date with you and I met you for the first time, because I'm guessing that's what you're worried about.
No,
I would go... Is that part of his face? Is that a pimple?
Is that his face?
Is that his face? Not sure. Guess I'll find out next time. That's where we're at.
Oh, so it guarantees him a second date.
Yes.
Pretty
yeah,
good.
That wouldn't stop me.
There's nothing quite like a next time when the reason is I've got to work out exactly what is wrong with him.
It's almost as big as a wingman, so kind of helpful.
Hey, Bickers, what's coming up on the show?
Well, the first thing we're doing is did you ruin your friend's relationship? And given I have not, I'm guessing you have.
Do you know there's one thing that's wrong about that? It's a marriage.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we'll chat about it next.
Carrie
and my pimp.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Have I ruined a marriage? Just a fun little start to
How
the
many?
Show.
Oh. I think what you're about to talk about happens more than you think.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. With you, I mean. So,
it's just a brief bit of respite and then, hit him again.
One of the worst bits is it's one of my best friend's marriages. And
which bits? You've got, you said, told me before, you've got eight of them.
We won't. I said 10, I think.
Okay, so we'll start going
we
through them.
No.
I'm guessing it's Hato, though.
Doesn't matter who it is because
what's happened?
It's not
what'd
important.
You do to Hato?
I forgot whoever it is we're talking about, I forgot their birthday.
Oh, it's Hato's birthday last week.
Okay, great. And then I felt so bad about forgetting his birthday that I really wanted to make it up to him. And so I went online shopping for a birthday present.
Great.
Fantastic, right? Now, after a couple of drinks, I had found the perfect birthday present. So I ordered it. I paid for it. It is getting shipped to his house as we speak. He doesn't know it's coming.
Oh. What is it?
And it's something that I thought he would find fun. And he's got four boys, and I thought they would find it really fun as well. I didn't realise until I said to another friend, they said, did you check with his wife? And I said, no, why would I check with his wife about her birthday present? And they said, because she's got to put up with that in the house now.
Is it big or something?
It's pretty big.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it annoying?
It's pretty noisy. Yep. It's. Do you want me to tell you?
I definitely do.
It's the old Simpsons arcade machine that's four player, so him and all the kids can play
at the same time. Oh, that's actually very fun.
And with like a Simpsons stool and stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, but you've got to put it together. So once it's inside in your house, you can't really get it out of your house.
Yes. And I know of them and they've got an incredibly stylish home. Where's this sitting?
I don't know. That's not. It'd be weird if I suggested that.
Just text her.
This is for
your
bedroom.
I think this would really work.
Should I have asked first?
I think in this case, that's a great fun present and it's going to occupy the kids. See, so that's a win-win all round.
Are you saying I'm off the hook?
I think, there's things you've done that are more problematic, I think, than that.
Let's not focus on those.
I think the amount of time you take that person out partying is more problematic for his wife than the night.
What are you doing, mate?
No, I just think of my own experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What you
when
do
I
with
take
Chris.
Your.
Yes.
13, 10, 60. So you think it's fine?
I think it's fine. She's chill. I think it's fine.
Okay. Sonda, as a wife, do you think it's fine?
Yeah, but I'm fun.
No, his wife's super fun.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I know what
that's
you mean.
Mean.
I think it would. It would have to be something a lot more annoying than that.
Actually,
yeah, I don't think you've heard these games.
Yeah, and I've just realised we're just doing. We've got a nice new house. I don't want that anywhere in any of the rooms that
well,
I'm picturing. I want
this
it outside, and we don't have a shed. I
it's
don't want
problematic.
It near
and
me.
It's so you get all the sounds of the video game as well as kids going bang 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 hitting all the buttons.
That is all. That's annoying.
I mean, I found bottle flipping annoying when that was a craze. So actually,
bottle flipping.
Do you remember when kids were bottle flipping?
Oh yeah,
and just dung. Dung.
God, I forget how crap your presents are for your kids. Have
no,
a bottle
a
half
present.
Full of water.
I'm just saying that even that noise annoyed me. So now that I'm actually thinking this through, I don't really want that in my house either.
Okay. 13 1060.
Can you return it or is it too late?
No, it's too late, mate.
Right.
13 1060. I'd love to speak to wives. Give me a call. And should I have mentioned, is this going to be a problem? And has one of your hubby's mates done this to you? Did you end up with a new boat or something ridiculous that you're like, great, mate, I wish you'd ask me about that first. Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy's time game coming up a little bit later on. It's worth $4,200 today.
13 1060. I want to chat with wives because
so weird.
No, finally, the talk topic I've wanted to do the whole time. Because I have got my mate a birthday present, and it's an arcade machine for four players, which I thought he could play with the boys. But I realised, because one of my friends told me, that I should have asked his wife first.
Well, it is going to take up a huge space in her house and make a lot of noise.
Yes.
Yes.
House full of fun. Isn't that what everyone wants?
Yeah, it's always fun for you guys.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
G'day, Angela.
How are you going, Tommy?
Yeah, and have I ruined...
That's got, there's a tone to that, isn't it, Tommy?
have I ruined a marriage?
I think you have, mate. You've got a wife with a husband and four boys. The noise level is already where it shouldn't be.
Yes.
And you've added that in? I think you're a dead man.
He won't be invited around anytime soon, is what Ange is saying.
So, Ange, let's just run. Can you just run a quick role play with me? Let's pretend.
Interesting, you want to do that with the person that we can't hear very well.
Okay.
But sure, no. Okay. I mean, Ange is fabulous.
No, get it. Get it. We'll go to the next one.
I love Ange, but we can't hear Ange very well.
Okay, fine. I mean, I heard her call me a dead man, which to the crackle did sound a bit like dickhead.
I thought so too. Yeah, see? Haley, did a mate ruin your relationship?
No, I think that you're in some big trouble, got some big trouble happening.
Okay.
Because, yes, you've bought the arcade game, but there's going to be 1,000 fights that they're not doing the right thing. They're fighting over the game. But I've got a solution.
Yeah, because who's going to have to break up those fights? The missus.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
What's your solution, Haley?
For my birthday, I said I didn't really need anything. So my husband asked my son, my youngest son, what should we buy Mum? And he said, a Switch, Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
So for my birthday, I got a Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
Not really what I wanted, but now the kids actually say, Mum, can I play the Switch? And I go, if you put a load of washing on first.
Oh.
And
so you say.
Really, now you need to write a card to go with the present and actually send it for the wife and at the end say, P.S., happy birthday, mate. And so then the wife can actually play it as a cleaning tool to help lighten her load.
Yes. I mean, it's a good idea, Hayley. I am currently looking at four thank you cards that are sitting in front of me that I was meant
have
to write to staff members
them?
About a month ago.
Oh, that's horrible, Tommy. You had to write. Give them to me.
No, I'll do them.
Give a busy mum the job. She'll get it done.
I'll do them.
Stuff on.
Mate, are you kidding? I've got heaps on. G'day, Big J.
I can't believe you haven't written
Yeah, g'day, Tommy. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good legend. Have I ruined a marriage? And thank you for calling in when I specifically asked for wives. I did want to keep our relationship on the down low, but I'm glad you've called.
Yeah, no worries, bloke. Look, you haven't done anything wrong. She'll be right. If she's got a problem with it, just tell her to tackle the ball, wrestle a croc and harden herself up.
Yeah,
so,
great.
Chuck him in the garage and she won't hear a peep. That's all she needs to do. Chuck him in the garage. She won't see those boys. They won't be there.
Joe, they don't have a garage.
Well, then chuck them outside. Tell them to harden up. They'll be right.
What do you think of the present as far as the present goes?
Mate, my 40th is coming up. Can you get me the Ninja Turtles one, please?
As long as you don't make me write you a card as well, Jay.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The time game coming up, $4,200 is on the line for the time game. But because something amazing just happened to me, I've got a meter.
A meter?
Have you ever had a meter?
What's a meter?
We've been talking about it all winter that we should get a meter, right? And then finally, we've got ourselves a meter. $280 it cost us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We are talking about firewood, which I thought you would have known because you seem to be the ambassador for all things firewood companies.
Oh, but a meter of firewood.
So we were just going to the local service station, and they're great.
That's
the
where
service
Chris
stations.
Goes to get our fire pit wood.
Yes, it's awesome. It's just like $400 and you get two pieces. It's fantastic. The average nightly fire was costing us just roughly $1,500. And all winter we were like, we should go to an actual firewood place and get a big delivery. Finally, we did. And it arrived when? Yesterday. What's that?
Oh, just in time for the first day of spring.
Last day of winter, we got our firewood. Oh. And they said, how much do you want? He said, what's it measured in? And they said, meters. And we said, how much is a meter? And it was $280.
What a bargain. You better keep that till next year.
It's so much firewood.
Is it?
So I'll show you one stack, right? And this is...
That's funny.
This is next to our fireplace here. And so that's one bit, right? And you can see what... There's maybe 20 pieces of wood there.
So
right?
How much of a meter is that?
So we've got that times 10.
Oh, my... That would get you all through winter.
It would. Well, at this rate, one piece would have got us all through winter because it was the last day.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, we didn't think it was going to be that much.
No. I mean, I could take some off your hands. I don't want that much, though, because I've got to store it just a couple of blocks.
Call the truck yourself. 13, 10, 60.
Bad timing.
What did you get? Just in time.
Too late, I would say.
What arrived?
Way too late.
Way too late. Give us a call. 13, 10, 60. We'll take calls next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy and $4,200 on the line when we play the time game up next. But right now on 13, 10, 60, what came just in time?
Yeah, just in time or way too late. I finally put in a big wood order for my fireplace, and it arrived yesterday, the last day of winter. And I didn't realise
it's
quite...
It's a lot of wood.
It was
How
so much wood.
How are you going to store it?
So the it's stacked up at the front.
But
so
isn't it going to get wet and then you can't use it?
Yeah, I know. And then next
well, it's
so, such a waste.
The truck dude, I was lying out in the backyard, in the sun. This is how much there's a need for fire in my place at the moment. And then we heard this bit of noise, and my housemate was like, do you reckon that's the wood guy? And I was like, nah, I don't think so. And then we just heard boom, boom, boom. And he literally just backed the truck up and just dropped the back and just filled, like, so just across the footpath and up to
and
my
fence.
And
then he just dumps it and goes.
Yep, see you guys. See ya.
Oh, gosh.
Chanel, g'day.
Hello.
What arrived way too late?
So I ordered a sparkly top for my hens party last year, about a month before the hens, and it arrived 2 weeks after the hens died.
Wow. And did it say something specific on it? Was it like, you know, hen or something on it? Or bride-to-be?
No, it was just a gold sparkly top because I wanted to, you know, look like the part, but then when I tried it on, it didn't even fit either, so never buying anything online again.
It just reminded me, my mum sent my dad a birthday card last October, and it just arrived via Taipei.
Why?
I don't know, but very late.
Yeah, very late.
I mean, just in time, really, for this birthday. Dad thought she was just super organised.
Yeah, early.
Yeah.
How good's that? She even managed to send it via Taipei and still get it here early.
Why does our mail go via Taipei?
I don't think it should.
No, it doesn't feel like it's normal route.
Real good bang for your buck on your stamps, though.
Yeah.
Like if you were just meant to get a domestic flight.
A 50-cent stamp
and
it goes all the way. How much are stamps now? 50?
Mate, are you asking me? Like I've seen something.
I was about to say a 45-cent stamp. That was like in the 90s, I think. Anyway, you're not into stamp chat.
I trust you.
Sam, what arrived too late?
I ordered LED LED lights, like, that you decorate your rooms with for my best mate's stepdaughter's 10th birthday party because they were having a sleepover.
That's
and
so
I wanted
cute.
It to, you know, make it a disco.
Yeah.
They arrived only yesterday. The party was on the 8th of August.
Oh, Sam. Oh,
but I
have another one.
One lot. It was like five bundles that I needed to cover the room. So I'm like, now I've got 5 meters of LED lights.
And Sam, had you told the kids that this is what was happening?
Yep.
Yep.
Can you re-gift it? Is there another kid that you could have a party for?
My daughter's 10th is coming up in December. Hers, however, is going to be a pool party, but I think she might be wanting a sleepover, so I might be able to use them then.
There's nothing that says hopefully. Pool party and safety, like a whole bunch of lights strung up around the edge. Should we go to Cal? G'day, Cal.
Hello.
Cal, what did you order the Kenway 28?
I ordered a hoodie.
A hoodie?
Yeah, so like, you know, them big jumper things.
Oh, an hoodie. My son got one of those a few months ago, Cal. He loves it.
I ordered it about 4 weeks before winter ended because, like, it was going to be, like, the coldest during the end and it only arrived, like, 2 days ago.
But the good thing is, at least, are you in Tassie or one of the cold parts of the country? Cal, where are you?
Kingaroy.
Where's that?
In Queensland.
Oh, about, yeah, good. Notoriously cold. Good.
Yeah,
about 3 hours from Brisbane. 3 hours from Brisbane.
3 hours down?
From Brisbane.
Okay. Down to Brisbane. Good, good Oodie weather.
There's only, it would be only a few days a year you'd need an Oodie there, isn't that right, Cal?
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Good. We've just had this in, Cal. I didn't know if you wondered, but stamps now cost $1.10 each these days.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God.
Today is the 42nd edition of the Time Game. The prize jackpot's weekly, and each week the game is run by Whiskers the Ferret. And you can tell how you went in the Time Game
by how Whiskers reacts.
Did you see that? It was like a little wiggle of the nose.
Very hard to tell which one, like, is a whisker twitch good? Is a nose wiggle bad? When he gets his eye going a bit crazy.
Whiskers is rubbing his nose now.
And his nose has actually gotten a bit wetter, Lisa. It's glistening.
Oh, wet too.
Did she say? Okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Wow. Everybody loves Whiskers. You ready to go today, mate? Good stuff, Whiskers. Today, the jackpot is up to...
4,200 bucks.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Pretty good fun. G'day, William.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. You know what to do when 5 seconds is up. You just say stop. If you get a bang on, that money is yours. Are you ready to play, bro?
I am. Can I just give a quick shout-out to Romani as well?
Good man. Very good man. Good man.
Never too many shout-outs for Romani.
William, best of luck. I'm going to hand it over to Whiskers now.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. His nose is twitching.
Yeah. It's chewy. Whiskers loves a bit of chewy.
It's weird that a ferret's got chewing gum, isn't it? William, how did it feel?
I felt pretty good, maybe a little bit early.
No, it felt pretty good. He's actually stroking his chin.
Okay. He doesn't look excited enough.
Okay. He's sucking on his pole. Whatever you. It's a little ferret pole. Yes.
Would you like the answer?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Whiskers.
Sorry. 5.2.
Ooh, not bad, William.
Whiskers, you needed to give William more for that.
I
that
agree.
Was very close.
So sorry.
That's 0.2 off four grand.
Do you want to do it again?
No. Kathy.
Because we took a bit of your grain away, isn't it?
Kathy, how are you? Are you one with time?
We'll see.
Okay.
Because
what?
Ask her.
Ask her what?
Ask her.
How many letters in your name, Kathy?
5, Carrie, 5.
Sounds pretty good to me, Kat.
Me too.
Take it away, Whiskers.
Thank you.
Star.
Stop.
How did Kathy go? Kathy, firstly, before we get your time, what I loved was Carrie said, take it away, Whiskers, to which you responded, thanks. It was really sweet, Kathy. It felt pretty good on the time.
Jesse.
5.
Mm-hmm.
Point.
Oh.
8-7.
Oh.
Thanks, Whiskers. G'day, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. What would you spend 4,200 smackaroonies on?
A shout out to Romani.
Yeah, good. It'd buy you an absolutely ripping one, Sam.
It would. I'm ready. I'm ready for
you. Okay, we're going to hand it over to Whiskers, our good mate over here.
Go, Whiskers.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh.
It felt a bit long.
Oh, did it?
Oh, I think so.
Sam, are you often late to things?
No, I'm the opposite. I'm early, always.
Oh, okay.
Whiskers looks like he's finding something on his keyboard.
He's kicked his ball over into the corner.
What are you doing, Whiskers?
6.18.
Oh, no!
So. Oh.
Sorry, Sam. Thank you for getting involved.
Okay, Andre, it's your time to shine.
Hey, guys. It's actually Andrew, but I've shortened it for the time game.
Oh, you legend. You legend. You would have had no chance if it was Andrew.
No, I would be stick seconds for sure.
I will hand you over to our little ferrety friend over in the corner.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh,
ferret,
ooh.
Ferret got excited. He's gone up on his little back legs.
He's gone up on his haunches. He's getting confused and thinks he's a meerkat. Andre, it felt great to me, brother. How did it?
Whiskers, how'd it feel?
It's pretty good.
Is it? Is it up there with? Is it good as in?
Oh. Oh my god!
Andre, has the name shortening got you through?
I hope so.
Mate, what would you spend cash on?
Oh. No idea. Maybe a ring for my wife.
Whoa.
Oh.
Does she know
Andre.
That's on the cards?
Not yet.
But she also thinks she's with an Andrew, not an Andre.
Well, you
so
just
he,
used
he
the
won't.
Name again, oh, so sorry. That's good.
Well, yeah. Hello, what's it cost to change your name by default?
Yeah. Okay.
5.
Or?
Points.
Oh.
1-6.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Andre, great work.
Oh.
Andre's misses, you're going to have to wait a little while longer for that question.
Right.
Thank you,
we'll
brother.
Be back next week. 4,300.
Bang.
Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And if you have not yet registered for $1 million Alpha Bucks, what are you doing?
Download
the Listener app. Get onto it.
But, guys, I've got some great news.
So
we had an economist on the project last night.
Yeah.
She was talking about the gender pay gap and how COVID's thrown it out a little bit because at the moment families are making decisions. You know, maybe the father might go to work a bit more than the mother at the moment because remote learning's happening and all that stuff.
Yes.
So we're doing a story on how COVID has affected the gender pay gap. But she brought us this little nugget of gold. Apparently before COVID, we were very, very close to bridging that gender pay gap.
Because
we were almost on par, guys.
Yes.
Listen to how close we were.
Yeah, so before this COVID blip, we were looking like we could close the gap within about 26 years. I'd like to think that we
can
do it, but...
oh, God, to think we were so close. We can pretty much see it from our windows.
Have you heard of anything more depressing? That takes me to, let me do the math, 67 I'll be.
You can be whatever, yep.
Actually, currently our gap's pretty good, yeah?
Our gender pay gap. I've learned from many nights on the project where I go to bring up that exact same thing and they've stopped running stories of the such when I'm on. And I thought I'd bite my tongue on this one because...
Hey, what's still to come?
No, we're going to discuss our salaries in depth next and do a quick comparison because I think you're right. I think we should equal this gap up.
It's Gary and Tommy.
26 years.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
The Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because there's a lot going on.
In the world?
No, well, more specifically in my body. And
you're a bit of a mess. You got a twitching arm and a giant pimple on the end of your nose.
Mate, you said it was better today.
Yeah, little pimple on the end of your nose.
Yesterday, my twitch, that kept going when I was in bed.
Has it stopped today?
It stopped. Oh. Yes, thank you. I managed to hurt my shoulder this morning on the other side of my body, so it seems to have stopped my twitch. But yesterday, I had bigger problems than all of those things. Because do you remember we were discussing the delicious snack of baked pea crisps? Yeah, you got that yummy,
yummy, yummy. So harvest snap peas that I'm eating now thought they were actual peas that had just been like dried and fried.
Mm.
And you've just said they're not at all. They're just a mixture made into the shape of a pea.
I mean, I just don't know.
Oil,
so
rice,
how did you
seasoning.
Think they turned like a pea pod into that?
I thought they like did some like drying out of it and then like blasted it, fried
blasted
it
with
or
a
something.
Laser from the fried future. And then suddenly this laser turns everything into snacks.
Don't be a dick.
It was fair. I did sound like a bit of a dick. But anyway, each time we talked about those, because we talked about them for quite a long time,
we did.
I ate more and more.
Yeah, they're so moorish.
And so much so that this bigger bag, more to share, was all gone by the time I got out of here. And did they have any effect on you? Because
I think I know what you're getting at.
Yeah, what happened?
It took me a while to realise that was the thing that was causing the flatulence. The answer, my friend,
is blowing in the wind.
They're a very farty food.
I had no idea. Is that what peas do? Or is that just what these...
So I struggle, I mean, this is getting personal, but I struggle with things that have husks. You are the wind. So that's why I struggle with beans, because they've got a shell on them, a pea, they've got a shell on them.
So am I also struggling with husks?
Maybe.
Well, I didn't work it out until I was in bed because...
corn.
I was in...
Sorry.
I was in bed. Dustin.
Does it do it when you have corn chips?
No, corn chips does not do it, no. But I was sitting on the couch watching TV with my housemate, and I reckon I was dropping my guts probably every 25 seconds.
25 seconds?
Yes. Yes.
And they were bad, like smelly?
Awful. At one stage, he went, oh, it's nutty, isn't it? It's nutty. And then he goes, mate, I can't do it. And I said, what do you mean? It was 9 p.m. and he went, I'm going to bed.
You just wanted the bit in the
song. I just wanted the hook,
It says, how do I breathe with no air?
No air. Yeah. Hang on, it'll come. Yeah,
there we go. Let's
lose that 20 seconds out of the podcast, I reckon. And it wasn't until then when I was lying in bed, Dutch ovening myself, that I thought, I've only eaten normal food today. And then I was like, the snaps. Anyway, 13, 10, 60, what gets your guts going?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Do we need to?
Why not? You got another idea?
No, but I love this tune.
Okay. Do you want to just play the hook or have you asked Jesse for 10 seconds of this and we're just going to hear the whole thing? Give us a call, 13 10 60. What gets your guts going? Carrie
and Tommy. That is the latest one from the weekend, Take My Breath. It's pretty apt for what we're talking about at the moment.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I took my housemate's breath last night because yesterday we were eating pea crisps.
Snap peas.
Yes, all day, which are made almost entirely of peas but are delicious. And I did not know what peas did to my guts. You are the wind my wings, my pants.
Sheets.
My sheets, my couch.
So you've asked on 13, 10, 60, what makes you windy?
Makes your guts go. G'day, Peter.
Hey, g'day, Tommy Little and Kerry. Big boy, how you going?
Yeah, it's very good. What makes your guts go, Pete?
Oh, you know, it's got to be the water. It really gets me going, Tommy.
Yep. Water?
How do you avoid it, Pete?
You can't avoid it, but, well, it's not so bad, eh?
I mean...
I reckon it might not be the water, Pete. What else do you eat, Pete? Gary, what else do you eat?
Definitely water. Definitely water gets me going, if you want to get me going. Water definitely gets me on the pop-off.
Yeah, on the pop-off.
Pop-off is
Pete, who has to put up with your pop-off?
Well, there's a few people who've just left in the last couple of weeks, but no one really hears. I get outside, it's pretty loud. There's not many people around, you know.
Okay, good on you. Thank you for getting involved.
Paul, what makes you pop-off?
You've got to go with the old Mexican. You can't beat that.
Yes, old Mexican will do it more than new Mexican.
Yes, an old Mexican, that's right. It's going to really add to the fieriness of it all.
And so
just top it off, yeah, eat a chili with it.
Yes, that's
well,
great.
Well, I'm sure it's the beans, though, isn't it, in the Mexican?
Yes, it is the beans. But if you have a few chilies as well, the next day it's not a case of wiping, it's pat dry.
Oh, gosh.
Pat dry.
Pat dry.
Right. Paul, but does it put you off Mexican?
Oh, absolutely not. I back up for thirds and fourths.
Yeah, good man. Oh. I agree. I love it. Because
yeah, I mean, I've noticed you eating the snap peas again today, so it's not put you off.
No.
Yeah.
G'day, Sarah.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, full of wind. How are you, Sarah?
No, I'm good because we're leading out of winter.
Yes.
But, I'd like to say that I'm a bit of a high achiever.
Yeah.
And I know that the average person farts 10 to 15 times a day.
What are you?
Is that all?
What are you?
That's supposedly, and no one wants to be
that all.
Because
no one's only farting 10 times a day.
I don't think. Let's
hear from our high achiever, Sarah. Please, please do regale us. How many do you reckon you're smashing out in a day?
Well, I'm definitely building my average.
Yes.
Pea and ham soup. I'm with you, Tommy.
Winder. I get it.
Pea and ham soup. It's the peas.
Yes.
And ham is processed. That wouldn't help either.
Soup? Sarah, I don't think soup is a real meal. How do you feel about that?
No, I'd agree. You've got to back it up with a bit of bread and stuff. My husband hates it, so he's only just coming up for air, and now it's the first day of spring.
Good on you, sir. Thank you.
What about Kirsten? Kirsten, what gets your guts going?
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, good, I mean, we're smelly. You. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty smelly too.
Yeah.
I'm vegetarian, so anything soy-based, my whole family... They're all meat eaters, and I'm vegetarian. So they just, I've made my youngest son vomit, like physically vomit before, which was just fabulous. It was so funny.
How my old husband is he, Kirsten?
It was probably about a year and a half ago. So he was about 7.5, nearly 8. And my husband's got a really weak stomach, so he's often dry reaching if he walks. But it's great. So I could just have the room to myself and watch what I want because no one in the family will come in the room.
I feel like they should just be starting to slip some steak into your soy or something like that, Kirsten. How bad would it have to get for you to go back to eating meat, or would you just not?
Oh, no, it doesn't worry me. It's fine by me. It's just my whole family that suffers through it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm going to be a millionaire.
Carrie and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Waiting for someone to say with their $1 million they'd buy a log cabin.
Oh, who is?
Kevin. Kevin, you're buying a log cabin, yeah?
Hi, if you give me $1 million, I'd love to buy a log cabin out in the middle of nowhere.
How many logs do you have to drop for a log cabin?
I don't know. It'd have to be a few, wouldn't it?
Mate.
Lucky they'd stay up for a while.
It sounds so romantic, the idea of it. Or horror film.
Well, I promise I'd be more of the romantic type.
Good on you, Kev. Great stuff. Because tell them the rules.
Okay, Kev, you've got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. Answer all 10 questions correct. You're going to win 10 grand and win your way to $1 million a day. Okay, we've got to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, as ever tempting as it may be, and pass if you don't have an answer, and we'll come back to it, okay?
Lovely.
Hey, Kevin, best of luck. We hope you win. Your letter for today is J for joyful.
J for joyful, okay.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I believe so.
Okay. Name an alcohol brand.
Jim Beam.
Something sweet.
Jelly Bean.
A car brand.
Jeep.
A country.
Japan.
An Aussie musician.
Which musician, sorry?
An Aussie musician.
Jimmy Barnes.
A martial art.
Judo.
A comedy actor.
Jim Carrey.
A retail store.
JJ's.
A 90s film.
Dan Silent Bob.
A billionaire.
Oh.
Jeff Buckley.
Kev. Do you want good news or bad news?
Either or, whatever.
Mate, the good news is you're awesome and thank you so much for getting involved. The bad news is our last question, number 10, a billionaire. Unfortunately, you said Jeff Buckley, the late, great Jeff Buckley, who had a stack of cash.
I thought you said a billionaire. Surely that guy's got $1 million.
See, it was billions. I'm so sorry, Kev, but thank you once again for getting involved. You can play again. If anyone else wants to, make sure you download the listener app, search Carrie and Tommy, and fill out the form, and that could be you.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's always a gift when one of the biggest stories in the news of the day has a personal connection to the show, because I'm assuming that your phone has been blowing up, has it?
Nah, it's been quiet on the old landline today.
Okay.
I miss a landline sometimes. Anyway.
You know you can still get them.
I know. Yeah. I'm not going to.
Yeah, you don't miss them. Same way you miss your distant relatives. I don't want to see you at Christmas. Anyway, Rose McGowan, if you're listening, I love you all. Rose McGowan has made news, of course, famously from Charmed. Can we have the theme music to Charmed, please, Jesse?
Yep, just give me 7 years.
Okay, good. Did you see why Rose McGowan has been making news? She has slammed your mate.
What? Who's my mate?
Your mate.
Who's my mate?
What do you mean? You just mentioned that you were friends literally last week. I know you've met, you spent a fair bit of time together. They've got your presents. And then this was just last week, you mentioned your mate.
All the room you want. In fact, there's room for 8 passengers. Imagine that.
You can take 8 famous passengers. Who are you taking?
Oprah. Definitely.
Yep.
She's a mate.
Yeah.
It was a joke. The laugh afterwards tells you it's
but
a joke.
But she gave you a present, didn't she?
She did. There was a moment where we connected. Yes. Yes.
How many hours would you say you've spent with Oprah?
An hour is a stretch. Minutes.
Were you not? Didn't you host?
I did host an event.
Yeah.
The event probably went over an hour, but the time that I was specifically standing next to her, really narrowed down the minutes, was a lot less than an hour.
Then she wrote you like a big letter.
She did send me flowers. She hugged me. She told me life was going to be okay. Then she wrote me a card. I mean, yeah, we're basically BFFs. You're right.
Yeah. And would you ever describe her, as Rose has, as fake as they come?
Oh. I mean, I bought everything that she was selling, so I guess I drank the Kool-Aid. Has Rose not?
No, she posted a picture of her kissing Harvey Weinstein
Rose kissing Harvey.
No,
Oprah kissing.
No one's posting pictures of themselves kissing Harvey. And she captioned it this: "I'm glad more are seeing the ugly truth of Oprah. I wish she were real, but she isn't. From being pals with Weinstein to abandoning and destroying Russell Simmons' victims, she's about supporting a sick power structure of personal gain. She's as fake as they come."
Wow.
And I thought, if anyone is going to leap to Oprah's defence, it's going to be her good Australian mate who spent hour with her, Carrie Bickmore.
Probably 40 minutes, but yeah,
okay.
What you'd like me
I'd
to
just
defend
like comment.
Her?
Yes, I'm sure. Again, the tabloids have been ringing that phone line, and I just thought they can come to the one source.
I mean, she told me that God was going to look out for me. Is that maybe God is looking out for her? Yeah. What else? What other things does she tell me?
I don't know. Okay? It's hard when I know the answer to the follow-up question.
What's the follow-up question?
Because most people would say, what's a God looking out for you for? And I know it's not going to be the light-hearted bit of up
why
and about.
She said that to me. Yeah, it was a tough time in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got nothing but good words to say about Oprah.
So would you say Oprah supported you in one of the toughest times of your life?
Oh, don't get a headline out
I'm
of that.
If you want anything more out of Carrie, call the landline like everyone else.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, I've got some viral content for you.
Ooh, fantastic. Do you hope you can get a cream for it?
For a virus?
Is that not how creams work?
Is that why your rash is not going away, mate?
I was getting the vaccination for no reason.
Is that not how creams work? What's the difference between a virus and something that gives you a rash?
Oh, don't know.
Sorry. Keep going.
So, a picture of a menu from 1986 has gone viral online.
When I was a little tacker.
Yeah.
You weren't even born then, were you?
1986.
When were you born?
Yes, I was. I was 1 year old.
So you'll remember this well.
Yeah, I remember this. And I was actually in charge of the groceries for the household, so this is perfect.
So what, this memory is from 86 from where?
So it is from Mount Gambier North School. So it is their canteen menu from 1986.
Their tuck shop menu.
Mm. And I was just having a bit of a look through, and the reason that it's gone viral is because the prices are quite interesting.
So what did you used to get at the tuck shop? I'd go a chicken pie and a strawberry milk.
Jam donut.
Oh,
is this
so
is this in primary school or high school?
Primary school.
All I remember is lick sticks in primary school.
What's a lick stick?
Well, our school was too cheap to get Zupa Dupas, so instead we had lick sticks. And lick sticks were 20 cents.
In high school, that was a different thing.
Mm. And I could only get my hands on Zupa Dupas then.
So what I thought we'd do is play The Price is Right. I'm going to give you guys a couple of items from this menu, and you have to get the closest to
it. Jesse, you know when you parody stuff, you're meant to change it.
Ah, The Price is Right from 1986.
There we go. Great stuff.
So, your first item, I would like the closest.
Yep. Mm.
Sausage roll sauce.
Sorry, are we doing The Price is Right rules, which is closest but can't go over?
No, this is The Price is Right from 1986.
Sorry.
And it is the closest.
Sausage roll with sauce. See, sauce is always separate, but are we putting it all together?
Not back then. Mm. No way.
Well, there is an option for without sauce, but I'm looking for the option with sauce.
Sausage roll with sauce. I'm saying, $1.50.
Ooh, you've gone way over, I reckon. I reckon it's $1.50
from Vickers.
I reckon it's 25 cents.
25 cents for a sausage roll?
Don't get angry.
Oof. You're both quite a ways off, but Tommy is the closest. It is 45 cents.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought I'm pretty close.
Mate, you had to double yours to get close.
Okay.
You're closer than me, so that's a win for you, isn't it? Yeah.
Item number two is a chicken sandwich.
Ooh, shocking thing to order from a tuck shop. It's the type of stuff that survived and is still around now, which is all the crappiest things
60
in tuck
cents.
Shops.
Is it worth more than a sausage roll, do you think? 60 cents.
I would have thought it's almost worth exactly the same, I reckon. But no, okay, I'll go 50.
It is 70 cents.
Oh, Vickers!
That's an overpriced sandwich.
Yes, just get two sausage rolls.
Yeah.
All right, item number three.
What happened to your music, Jess?
Yeah, it's run really short. This game's gone longer than I thought.
He thought the game would be over by now. Actually,
a quickie but a goodie. Jess, only give us 30 seconds of that. That's fine. Nah, do it right. In and out.
Item number three, flavoured milk.
Oh, I loved it so much.
How much did you pay for it back in the day?
I can't remember. I was only six, but I'm going to say 20 cents.
20 cents from Bickmore. Tommy.
I reckon, because I reckon you're pretty close on the money. Yeah, so I'll say 30 cents.
30 cents.
Mm.
It is 45 cents, Tommy.
Oh, God, they were quite expensive.
Well, I was actually thinking, I remember flavoured milks being about the same price as a sausage roll.
Oh, why didn't you say that?
Because, I don't know.
All right, item number four. Yep. Oh, this is a doozy. Pizza shapes. What would you say for pizza shapes in 1986?
Well, so, hold on. At a tuck shop, we never had pizza shapes at the time.
Those tiny packets.
That we're still getting
and
now.
And they'd say not available for individual sale on them.
Oh, right.
The parents would have just gone out and bought a big pack, opened them up and gone, we can sell them.
Yep. I reckon 20 cents.
Okay, I'm going to say 10.
10 cents from Tommy, 20 cents from Harry. It is 1 cent.
What? That is ridiculous. 1 cent.
God, if we had a time machine, I'd go back and buy up all those little packs and then come back and sell them for an exorbitant amount of money.
Yeah, well, that'd save me about $100 a day from the shapes that you eat out of my pantry.
Eat shapes. They're delicious.
All righty, your final item is vanilla slice.
Oh, the snot block.
Yeah, there was a price on that.
I still reckon it's pretty.
I reckon it's 80 cents.
Oh, no, I reckon you've gone high.
But this chicken sandwich was 70.
Yeah, I reckon if you thought now, what would you pay for a chicken sandwich now?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
I would just don't think I'd order a chicken sandwich out.
I'll have 25 cents for a snot block, please.
And Bickers, what did you say?
Oh, 80.
80. Tommy, it is 50 cents.
Oh, what do I win? The showcase.
Yes, no. The showcase.
What's in the showcase? Can I can I show you around it?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes.
The girls that showed you around it?
Yeah.
I used to love watching.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it.
I mean, that would be a bit weird, but I could do a lot of that.
Great for radio.
Yeah, good stuff.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
That was a podcast packed full of big smiles and even bigger lols. Find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse and pick up a fragrance for Dad this Father's Day.